This is Ozarks at Large. Wildlife officials have now confirmed that white nose syndrome is killing cave-dwelling bats in Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
White nose syndrome was first discovered in 2006 in eastern New York State after wildlife biologists began noticing hibernating bats emerging from caves in the dead of winter, disoriented and dying by the thousands. Their wings and snouts were covered with a strange powdery white fungus, which roused them from winter torpor. Since then, the fungus has spread to 22 states and 5 Canadian provinces. Arkansas is now the 23rd state. Dr. Jeremy Coleman is National White Nose Syndrome Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says Ozarks caves can serve as fungus incubators.
In a cave system, they're wet and they're cold, and those are the conditions that are appropriate for growing Pseudogymnoascus destructans, which is the fungus that causes white nose syndrome.
The disease was documented in 2 northern long-eared bats that were among a half a dozen bats found dead January 11th in a Marion County cave managed by the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission. Last July, several caves tested positive for the fungus. A private cave in Baxter County and at Devil's Den State Park west of Winslow, where 60 caves are located. Arkansas's a cave-rich state, experts say, with more than 3,000 caves. To try to stem this spread in Arkansas, the U.S. Forest Service closed more than 800 caves 6 years ago, followed by the National Park Service along the Buffalo National River. Devil's Den State Park followed suit, closing its popular cave system in 2009. And a year later, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission closed their caves to public access. While fungal spores can be carried into caves by humans on clothing, boots, and equipment, Jeremy Coleman says that white nose syndrome is transmitted primarily bat to bat.
But additional disturbance from humans is also a concern, and also warrants our monitoring and management of sites to prevent unneeded disturbances to affected bat populations.
New swab sampling kits that employ non-lethal sampling methods are being delivered to cooperating state agencies to test winter bat hibernacula.
These are molecular techniques that involve PCR, which is polymerase chain reaction. It's a tool that is used to amplify DNA of, in this case, the fungus, and help us to identify the presence of the fungus in many cases before we even see signs of the disease.
Leading to earlier diagnosis, last summer what was thought to be the causal fungus, Geomyces destructans, was reclassified as Pseudogymnoascus destructans, fungi taxonomy experts cited, as a non-native invasive organism. White nose syndrome is common in Europe where it doesn't kill bats. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is the lead agency in a coordinated national response to white nose syndrome, a crisis, making available millions of dollars in research funding to universities and state and federal agency partners, more than 100 to date.
Certainly for mammalian species, this is something that we have not encountered before, and federal and state agencies are taking this very seriously. We're doing the best that we can with resources that are available to us. And we have made incredible progress within the past 5 or 6 years that we've been working on this disease.
Arkansas is home to 16 bat species. Several are federally listed as endangered, including the Indiana bat, the gray bat, and Ozark big-eared bat. White nose syndrome is associated with a massive die-off of bats in the northeastern and mid-Atlantic states, with declines as high as 97% in some places. Last count, an estimated 5 million bats have perished from the disease. But Jeremy Coleman expects the mortality rate to continue to rise.
The disease has not been confirmed in Minnesota or Wisconsin or Iowa, but Iowa and Minnesota have. There were multiple sites in those states that have been found with what appears to be evidence of the causative fungus. And so it is likely that those are locations where the disease will turn up next. And it is also likely that unless we come up with something, that if the fungus will continue to spread and the disease will affect bats throughout North America.
The Center for Biological Diversity says that bats provide non-toxic pest control services for both agricultural crops and humans, valued at $53 billion annually. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.